Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Crucifixion events. The death of Jesus may be the most attested execution in all of history. It's certainly the most meaningful execution, as the death of Jesus brought a fulfillment to prophecy that was made in the immediate aftermath of humanity's first sin. I have frequently written about the historicity of the Bible. The crucifixion of Jesus is not a once-upon-a-time or in-the-make-believe land of Israel story, but an actual event which involved actual people at an actual moment in history. Even the way the four gospel writers record the crucifixion of Jesus attests to the historicity of this event. When did this moment in history occur? Consider this scholarly insight from the Archaeological Study Bible. In what year was Jesus born, and when was he crucified? These are long-standing historical questions. The seemingly obvious answer to the first, that he was born in AD 1, there is no year zero, is incorrect, however, since the calculations on which our modern calendar is based were faulty. The chronology of Jesus' life, though clear in outline, cannot be fixed with absolute precision. Matthew and Luke both inform us that Jesus was born before the death of Herod, 4 BC, though it would appear that his birth occurred toward the final years of Herod's reign, suggesting an approximate date of 6 to 4 BC. The next chronological marker comes from Luke chapter 3, verse 1, where we learn that John the Baptist's ministry began during the 15th year of the reign of the emperor Tiberius. Since AD 14 is the generally accepted date for Tiberius' accession to the throne, John's ministry would have commenced between August AD 28 and December of 29. Jesus began his own ministry shortly after John had embarked on his, at some point in AD 28 or 29, making Jesus about 32 or 33 years old at the time. This fits well with Luke's statement that Jesus was about 30 years old. Luke chapter 3, verse 23. The duration of Jesus' public ministry was approximately 3 years. While the exact chronology of this period is difficult to ascertain, the final phase of his ministry allows for closer scrutiny. It is clear that Jesus was crucified under Pontius Pilate, who governed Judea from AD 26 to 36. Taking Friday, Nisan 14, as the day of the crucifixion, astronomical data informs us that the only years from AD 29 to 36 that could have seen Nisan 14 on a Friday are AD 30, 33, and 36. AD 36 is easily dismissed as too late, while AD 30 seems too early, although some who began Jesus' ministry in AD 28 and shorten his public ministry find it acceptable. This leaves AD 33 as the most likely date for the year of Jesus' death and resurrection. As you celebrate the victory over sin and death that Jesus won by his sacrificial death on the cross, rejoice also that this is an actual historical event that bought your freedom from your sin. It is indeed miraculous, but it is also historic. Let's never lose sight of either of those facets.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.